Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Prabhupada Jayam, Prabhupada Jayam, Prabhupada Jayam, Prabhupada.
So, today is a special day because it's the appearance day of Radha Kund Shyama Kund. So, Swaprastasta Bajari Sukumar Sukatu Anya Bhumi Vrte Mahendra Majal Piyaja Janam Govardhano Medi Satama Bistam Hino Bhavet Yo Haridasa Vaya Manu Bhavasta Kamajat Tita Shiradika Manava Yo Pujaja Satarena Sakshat Antayal Bia Haridasa Vaya Yatrama Krishna Charana Sparama So Pramadatana Tisa Gurinaya Paniya Sunivasa Kandara Kandamuraha Namaste Giri Rajaya Shri Govardhano Medi Hare Krishna Sesha Klesha Nasraya Padamananda Dayane. So these prayers are very specific because they're, I always feel like a horse when I have these big, but they're very specific because they're discussing the glories of Govardhan. And Govardhan actually holds a very special position in our Krishna consciousness, because Govardhan appears as three different personalities. Govardhan appears as Krishna himself, as it described that Govardhan appeared in a huge form, and he's appeared also, and he's also known as Haridasa Varya, the greatest servant of Hari, of Krishna. And then he's also known as Girirani, which is expansion of Radharani, because no men are allowed into these intimate pastime areas, so Giriraj has to take the form of a woman to be able to see these wonderful pastimes that take place, such as the pastimes that take place in Radha Kund. Ms. Radha Kund is actually such a special place. Prabhupada talks about it quite often in the Nectar of Instruction. I think it's verse text 9, 10, and 11. Prabhupada discusses the wonderful attributes and the wonderful qualities of Radha Kund, how it's so dear to Krishna, and how that just by taking one time bath in Radha Kund, one can immediately be given Krishna prema, just one time, because Radharani is the expansion, the compassion aspect of Krishna. Right? I'm very fortunate; I happen to have a house at Radha Kund, so for me, Radha Kund is also home. Right? It's a place where really it's the topmost place in all of Braj Dham. Right? Because Krishna and the gopis sport there. And so many wonderful and beautiful pastimes take place there in Shri Kund, that actually, you really want to get into a technical aspect of it, it's described in one book about how the yoga pit, the center of all Radha Krishna worship, is actually in the daytime aspect of that worship is at Radha Kund, and it's actually at Radha Govinda Mandir in Radha Kund, the oldest temple. And so what this means is that Radha Kund holds such a dear position that from in a Govinda Lilamrita from 10:30 to 3:30 in the afternoon, Radha and Krishna are there sporting and playing. That's quite some time. The rest of the time, Krishna's in Nandagram, or Radharani's here, or Radharani's there. So quite some time. So the story is, not the story, but the pastime that took place is that Krishna, that he killed the Aritasura demon, the bull demon, right? And because Krishna, and Radha have this, and the Sakis, they have this ras where they speak very harshly at one another, but it's all in joking manner, sometimes here in the material world also, people that are close, they speak like jokes that you don't think they're jokes if you're from the outside. You know, you're like, wow, that's pretty mean. So here it is that Srimati Radhika and her Sakis are exchanging many joking words with Sri Krishna concerning the necessary atonement that he has to take for killing a bull, because it's not so good to kill cows and bulls. It's stated that in the cow, all the demigods are residing in the cow. You know, even Lakshmi is in the back part, and all these different demigods are in different areas of the cow. So it's a no-no to kill a cow or a bull. As a result, Srimati Radhika told Krishna that you have to take bath in all the holy waters to be able to cleanse yourself for atonement of this this sin of killing a bull. So it says that in the land of the hearts of those who bathe in Radhakund, the desire tree of the superlative prema, which is not attainable even for Krishna's principal queens in Dwarka, will arise. May that supremely charming Radhakund be my shelter. For the pleasure of Srimati Radhika, even Sri Krishna himself, yearning to attain her merciful sidelong glance, regularly bathes in Radhakund, carefully observing all the appropriate rituals. May that supremely enchanting Radhakund be my shelter. May the supremely enchanting Radhakund, which the moon of Raj, Sri Krishna, loves as much as he loves the crown jewel amongst the sweet girls of Raj, Srimati Radhika, and which he has made known by the name of Radhika herself, be my shelter. The mercy obtained by serving Radhakund makes the desire creeper of prema for the prince of Raj sprout, and is celebrated for bearing the flower of service to my Swamini, Srimati Radhika. May that supremely charming Radhakund be my shelter. Pretty nice prayers. It is the Radhakunastakam by Raghunath Das Goswami, who lived on the bank of Radhakund. He was actually the first the proprietor of Radhakund, meaning that he's the one who started the building, the excavation of Radhakund. And to this day, actually, there's a seat that's passed from generation to generation for the mayor, quote-unquote, of Radhakund, coming down all the way from the Goswamis. So this tradition is still going. So, gloriously manifest on the banks of Radhakunda, 8 kunjas, named after Radhika's principal sakis. Acting as stimuli for the amorous pastimes of the divine couple, these kunjas are filled with the sweet humming of bumblebees, and are desired by everyone. May that supremely enchanting Radhakund be the shelter of my life. Actually, now that the only kund that's left is Lalita Kund. That's the only visible kund. The rest of them have been either just not taken care of and just hidden, but Lalita Kund is the only one left. It's as you come out of Raghunath Das Goswami's samadhi, and you keep on going around the Prakram Margits, that only kun there on the left hand side where you get the monkeys, and you do monkey seva, five pesa monkey seva. But anyway, so that's what happens. It's a fact, because Kali Yuga is so contaminated that Srimati Radhika and all the wonderful places of Radhakund become hidden because of Kali Yuga. But the Vaishnava, he sees these everywhere, because Shiva lifts the material covering so that we can see these things. Situated on this exquisite dais on the bank of Radhakund and accompanied by her beloved Sakis, our Swamini, Srimati Radhika, charmingly engages in sweet joking words with Sri Krishna, the moon of Raj. These playful verbal exchanges are enhanced by the suggestion of so many innuendos. May that Radhakund be the shelter of my life. May a very charming and especially fragrant Radhakund, where intoxicated with love, the divine couple and the Sakis daily sport with great joy in the water, so fragrant with exquisite lotus flowers, be the sole shelter of my life. To that devotee who, in a mood of aspiring to serve Srimati Radhika, reads this charming prayer describing Sri Radhakund, even in their present body, Sri Krishna will quickly grant them darshan of not only his beloved Radhika, but also of their many amorous pastimes. Witnessing these pastimes and envisioning himself serving Yoga Kishore in various ways, such a devotee will feel immense jubilation. This Astasaka is recited in a poetic meter, known as Malini. So a wonderful prayer by Raghunath Das Goswami. It's showing that how Radhakund is our shelter, right? But one must go to Radhakund not in a very immature state, like the early days, Prabhupada, his disciples went to Radhakund and they were jumping and doing cannonballs into the air and jumping and splashing in Radhakund, right? And then all of a sudden Prabhupada said, no, don't take bath there, you're just three drops on the head, because it wasn't approached in a very mature mood. It's the topmost place in the universe, and you can't get there by a rickshaw. You can't get there from a tempo. You can't get there from a car, a plane ticket. You cannot get there. You can only get there if Srimati Radhika accepts you to come. It's a fact. That you can only stay there if Radharani allows you to stay. Right? It's hard for me to really put into words Radhakund, because it's one of the only places in the world where I feel at home. Right? Every day going and cleaning the steps of Radhakund, and every day going and sweeping up all the monkey poop and getting all the flowers out. Every day scrubbing the steps, right? Scrubbing the steps, doing seva. Seva. Because Prabhupada said you shouldn't stay in the Dham for more than 3 days unless you're doing seva. So we have to perform. These actually holy places is a place for us to do service, not to enjoy. But every day going there to Radhakund and scrubbing the steps, and imagining that I'm helping Radharani prepare for her, not imagining, envisioning, trying to remember that I'm just simply cleaning Srimati Radhika so she can be very finely dressed for her pastimes at night with Krishna. Right? This Radhakund is such a topmost place that immediately when you take bath in there, immediately you feel a loving embrace by your mother, our Supreme Mother, not like Amma, but Supreme Mother, like Radharani, right? Because Radharani gives so much shelter to all living entities. It's described that once one of the Goswamis was chanting on the banks of Radhakund, and a tiger came, right? And then they said, you should go build a kutir, this is not safe. So anyway, I'll chant. So you're chanting on the banks of Radhakund, and chanting. And the sun became very hot. And Srimati Radharani herself came and stood in the way of the sun, blocking the sun. Right? And another story in Radhakund of a dog and the little Brajbasi kids who were very naughty Brajbasi kids, because Krishna's naughty, so do you expect the Brajbasis to be well behaved? No, they're the most rude people in the world. But because Krishna's rude, they are too, Krishna likes them. They were beating this little dog and they would set the dog on fire. And Srimati Radhika came and protected the dog, right? So this Radhakund is such an amazing place because it's such a place to springboard our spiritual advancement, to absorb ourselves in Lila Smaranam, in the remembering of the pastimes of Krishna that take place. Like Govinda Lilamrita, it describes us very specifically. The one time I did own a watch, I had it set so every 20 minutes it beeped and it was a new pastime in my head of what was going on at that time in these things. Because the whole idea is to go to these sacred places, to go to these sacred places and absorb ourselves in them. Absorb ourselves in them for simply begging for mercy, begging for some kripa. Right? Begging for some love. Begging to get sick and tired of the material world. And for us, Radhakund is such an amazing place because it is at Radhakund on the Sangam where Srila Prabhupada received the order that changed his life to print books. Right? To print books. He received this order on the Sangam. And if those that don't know, the Sangam is a little like area where Radhakund and Shamakund meet. And the waters overflow. Sometimes if you go there in a rainy season, the Sangam completely disappears and it's completely covered in water and you just swim to each part of Radhakund and to get to Giriraj there. It's quite amazing. It's quite a wonderful feeling. That You go to Radha Kundan, even the street sweeper knows the topmost goal of life. Like me and Bhakti Sananta Maharaj were taking bath. Well, we were taking bath at like midnight in Radha Kundan one night. We were cleaning and then taking bath. And then one Braj Basi who every day does Dandava Prakram around Radha Kundan Shyama Kundan every day without fail. And he sweeps every day in Radha Kundan Shyama Kundan. And he was saying, bhakti can't be given by tapasya alone. It has to be given by seva. Has to be given by seva. And he's a toilet sweeper. You know, like that's his profession. He cleans toilets. Here he is speaking topmost. You can't get Krishna prema from just doing tapa. You have to do seva. Seva. Right? Because this is actually the mood of Radharani, to do seva for Krishna. Right? You don't ever read of Radharani just sitting back and chilling on Facebook while all the rest of the Sakis are running around. You know, Lolita is doing stuff and Radharani is back in a beach chair like with a drink, like, yeah, just go ahead and stir that sweet rice, please. No, go ahead and do this. No, it's got that Radharani herself is there making preparations for Krishna. Right? So this Radha Kund is the liquid form. Is the liquid form of Radha Krishna. That after Krishna called all the holy rivers, Ganga, Sarasvati, Yamuna, Devi, all of them came, and then Radharani said, "So I will make my own kund." And she took her bracelet off, her bangle, and she started digging out with her gopis, with her little sakis, started digging out and making a kund. And it's got millions of gopis all the way to Kusum to Manasi Ganga were bringing water and water, and they know we'll make a kund better than yours, Krishna. Right? And that part of the kund is actually called Kanch Kund, and in my bag I have tilak from there for everyone. You know, because it's such an amazing place. Kanch Kund in the middle of Radha Kund. Bro, Hare Krishna. It's amazing. And it is described that because of so much love that Radharani had, the holy rivers decided, no, we'll just reside in this kund, right? And they all broke through, and went into Radha Kund. And Krishna says, like I said in the Radha Kundastakam, Krishna even bathes there. And Prabhupada says that we have to. He says we should bathe as much as we can. Because by bathing in Radha Kund, and being in an association of Radha Kunds, one is in the association, directly in association of the divine couple. Like I went to one temple in Radha Kund last time. I was there last week. I went there to take prasad, and the pujari, really nice gentleman, said, "Oh, we're not going to make it. Radha and Krishna are almost done with their pastimes, and we're not going to make it. The offering's not in time. What are we going to do? Radha and Krishna are not going to be able to take something to eat when they get finished with their pastimes. Oh, in such anxiety, you know, such characters, right? This is the real Vrindavan, not Loy Bazaar Parikaram, right? Not going to the holy place of Ganga Prasad, clothing shop, the holy place of Gangotri, or Sriji's, jewelry, you know? Going to the holy places and becoming absorbed in these holy places so that when you come back, your heart is still attached to these holy places, where even if you're in cold Belgium, you still think of these holy places. Right? And today, Radha Kund has manifest right in front of, well, right not in the playground of all places, Radha Kund has manifested, which is actually kind of fitting because it is like, you know, Radha Krishna's pastimes and they like to have fun. So, how amazing is this movement that Prabhupada has given us this? Prabhupada has given us that this movement of getting the mercy, right? Getting mercy and going back to Godhead in this one life. I remember, how many people here have ever been to Radha Kund? Yeah. Like, I remember I was there recently, and I was just chanting my japa. Just chanting. And out of nowhere, somebody appeared, right? And told me a statement. and said something very specific about my life going on at that time, and said, "You'll never have to worry again," and then walked away. And it was somebody I never even told. I'd never even seen this person. I've been there quite a lot, and, you know, been going there many years. And what a wonderful place that this Radhakund is an opportunity for us, an opportunity to become purified, to become lost. The whole kund is illuminated by Radhe and Shyam's sweet bodily luster. How happy the kund is to get her own Ishvari swimming at her chest. Seeing these sweet pastimes, Tulsi Devi is completely overwhelmed. How much joy does sweet waters show by making high waves? How sweet this pastime is. Tulsi Manjari is beside herself of ecstasy when she sees it. And then suddenly the spiritual vision disappears. And remembering this pastime, she says, "My mind has become immersed in the spiritual flavor of your service as my eyes directly saw your kund." Wow, this is written by Vishnava Chakravarti Thakur. Right? So amazing. And if you look, you know, the Chaitanya Charitamrita was written on the banks of Radhakund, right? Rupa Goswami wrote Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu on the banks of Radhakund. You know, all our Janava Mata has her sitting place at Radhakund. Right? This Shila right here, he's a little Shila. He actually comes from the altar of the oldest temple in Radhakund, 200 years old. Radha Govindaji, where the original Radha Govinda stayed for a few days before they went to Jaipur. So much mercy is there. So much dust of amazing pure devotees are there. Right? So much dust. So many ways to become purified. Sadly, so most of us will go and we won't even pay it. We won't even really. We just, you know, not really take advantage of it. Because, yeah, it's there's some realization needed to stay there. There's some realization needed to dive into it. There's some adhikar. So today, though, we don't have to perform all this tapasya. We just have to go out back to the playground and offer some ghee lamps and put some drops of water on our head. Maybe some of us will jump in the pool. I probably will. So we can go out there. And because it's non-different than Radhakund, because I put some Radhakund water in, it's non-different. Radhakund has come to Belgium, you know, for those that can't go to Radhakund. That's how, this is what it means, the compassion of Srimati Radharani, our Swami, our Priyaji, that she comes to us because she wants us to go back home to Godhead. And she wants us to become pure. And she wants us to constantly remember these wonderful pastimes and water sports and all these wonderful things that have taken place. Quite amazing. Right? I'm not qualified to speak about Radhakund. I mean, Radhakund is like topmost, you know. You have to have very high vision to speak about Radhakund. Parodananda Sarasvati glorifies Radhakund in Vrindavan and Mahamrita. You know, he says, "When exquisite beauty is Sri Kundaranya, Sri there are unlimited flowers and creepers and different types of sweet-smelling bandhu kusums of flower. The forest around Sri Kund is decorated by a growth of fascinating multicolored leaves, variety of flowers, for twigs with fresh buds and wonderful bunches of leaves. There are various enchanting fragrances and varieties of showery nectar and various brilliant colored trees." Oh, such Really, I mean, think about it. It's such a wonderful description of the spiritual world. And the amazing thing is that it's spelled. What you're hearing is exactly what you're seeing when you go there. And okay, the water might have some green stuff on it. That's okay. You know, and it has turtles, so you have to be careful. They might bite you in the bum or something. You know, I got bit by a fish last time. And I was like, you know, but it's true. The smell, it's such a sweet smell in Radhakund. The flowers smell like not from this world. You know, you get a garland at Radhakund and you put it on, you offer it to Thakurji, and it's like a smell from another planet. Never smelled roses so fragrant. Not like our Belgium roses, but like really powerful, fragrant roses that stay fragrant for weeks. Right. Anyway, so I think now, they said 8:15 we have to go and jump in Radhakund. I think Bhakta Rick has a flaming ball. I don't know really what to think about that. You have 9 flaming balls. It's time to go to Radhakund. So are there any questions, comments, political statements? Seva means devotional service. Yeah, seva means devotional service. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, because tapa, austerity either makes the heart very hard or it makes it very soft. But one doesn't have to do tapa, one just has to do service to become eligible. One doesn't have to stand on their toes for, you know, what happened, Rani Kashyapu flaunted. Well, he did so much tapasya just to challenge the Supreme Lord. The devotee's not interested so much in tapasya. His tapasya is how to do more service. Because seva cleanses the heart, tapasya doesn't. Tapasya doesn't cleanse the heart. Tapasya is just an austerity, and most people do tapasya for a material gain. They don't do it for any spiritual gain. But seva, devotional service, is a difference. Like I did Govardhan Dandava Parikram around Govardhan. That's 22 kilometers, right? But I did it as a seva. I did it as a service. I did it because, give it to Pati for me. I'm very scared about flaming things in my computer. It just doesn't add up sometimes. But because why? I thought, wow, you know, the Parikram Marg is so dirty around Govardhan, right? So I thought if I did Dandavats, I would be able to get up a lot of the trash with my body, and so then I would just be covered in the trash, and then it wouldn't be on the Parikram Marg. So it's not a tapasya, it's a service. So tapasya is so many people do tapasyas, you know. So many people do tapasyas with the idea of becoming God. But devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is what actually gives us advancement. Right? These aspects of Vaidhi Bhakti bring us to the level of Raganuga. Okay? So I think Bhakta Rick is telling us to get out before we burn down the temple with all the flaming balls. Okay, yes? Yeah. Yeah, it's meant to support devotional service, not take over for it. Are you ready to go to Radhakund? I'm ready. He gave them to me. He said, hey, you should take him to the West. And I said, oh, hey, I'll take him to the West and give him lots of pizza and ice cream. Maybe he has some friends. He has a lot of friends. He's like, he is a Govardhan Shiva. He's been worshipped 200 years. Now I'm going to do initiations now. Don't put this one online. Not the radical one. It's nice. Give me a Okay, you can put it if you want. I like my argument.